I don't know about you, but I've certainly been cheered up by Anna Church's weather forecast. It's not looking too bad out there at the moment either. Following the downpour we had yesterday, I was very surprised actually that there was some play at Grace Road, but well done to Leicestershire Foxes who picked up their first T20 win last night. Anyway, on a Saturday morning when Tony's here, Tony Wadsworth back with you next Saturday between 9 and midday, we talk to people who we don't ordinarily meet at the weekend. We find something for the weekend, something that's important to them, what they do with their time over the weekend period. And with us this morning is John Costa, regular guest, of course, well known to BBC Radio Leicester listeners through Citizen's Eye and so on, John. But Saturday morning, for you to come into the studio, it's a bit unusual for you.
It is a bit strange, actually. Thank you very much for inviting me.
What does a weekend mean to you, then? I guess, you know, very often with your commitment to Citizen's Eye and so on, you may be working at the weekend.
Invariably, yes. And it's really strange, because I was saying to someone recently, when Becca got in touch with me about coming on, I don't have the Sunday night feeling anymore, or that Monday morning feeling. Now it's the Friday night feeling or the Saturday night feeling, because a lot of the stuff happens at weekend. So if it's the first Saturday of the month, there's always the sort of, you know, 2012 as the Young Reporters Club supporting the Next Wave music event at Phoenix Square. And if my boys are here for the weekend, which they are every other weekend, they're here this weekend, for example, at home, I doubt very much they're listening like my parents. They're probably on their laptops and totally ignoring me, which is about par for the course when I get to that age, isn't it? Then we'll come into town and maybe go to the cinema. That tends to be the weekends that I don't work when I have the boys. You know?
Yeah. Your social life seems to revolve around coffee. In fact, your working life revolves around coffee.
It does. You were just saying we often see each other in the Costa coffee shop, don't we? I think
which you don't own, by the way.
Which I don't know. Different spelling. Mine's Coster. Good East End name from Costamonger, but not Costa. And of course, there are other coffee shops, so we do use the Coffee Republic and Starbucks occasionally.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that though, because you know we've seen an explosion. I think Starbucks was the start of it all coming over here, and there are others, as you mentioned, you know, Cafe Nero and others. But actually, has it made us more social than we were? You know, with the coffee bars in the 1950s, people still talk about. Between the 50s and you know the 21st century, there wasn't that sort of place. Cafes were around, but we seem to do that more often now than we did before.
That's right, actually. It's interesting to talking to my father as well. You know, he's from the East End of London, we're from Stepney, and he often talks about going to Leicester Square, you know, when frothy coffee first arrived from America in the 50s and the music scenes and how those things started. And then all of a sudden we kind of lost that, and I think a lot of people weren't there. I remember travelling America, doing a Camp America in the early 90s and going into a Starbucks in Seattle for the first time, thinking, wow, this is amazing. Like, all the coffee counters had beans in them. And then I remember the very first Costa Coffee, I'm not sure if it was the first shop, but when it opened in Liverpool Street, and sort of me, my brother, my mum and my dad would all kind of come from work and meet there at lunchtime under the escalators in Liverpool Street Station. Yeah. And so I suppose we've been pretty loyal to them over the years, spent a few pounds.
Absolutely. They're owned by the Whitbread chain, I think, now, a massive chain, and they're all over the country. It's certainly big business. There is a company you may have come across, it called Seattle Coffee Company, out in Seattle that's spread a bit now as well, but... Away from coffee, then, it's a big day today, actually, isn't it?
It's International Olympic Day today, so it's a big thing for us. I mean, we kind of shouted about, with Citizen's Eye and all its associate parts, if you like, London 2012 coming back in June 2010, I think we did our first event. And it's been quite interesting, actually, as the year's gone on, and sort of, you know, now we're fully ensconced in the Jube Olympics, or the Jube Olympics Euro, as someone said to me the other day. I think as more people are getting into it, it's great actually, because we're managing to take a bit of a step back and then sort of report on what other people are doing. So rather than leading the way, so it's been quite nice, and it's good when you get days like this, because it gives you an opportunity to reflect on what the Olympics and the Paralympics really is. You know, it's not necessarily about sponsors and, you know, sort of, you know, Dow Chemicals wrapping the main stadium, all the things that kind of dominate. You know, we'll be very good at sort of dissecting the Olympics and 7 years of white elephants and all that after it's over. But to me, it's about using sport as a catalyst, you know, whether it's football or cricket or tennis or any of those things. So I just think a lot of people will watch it on the television. You know, we're running an event next Friday at the Space Centre that people can come down to for local leaders, which is just come down and find out all the free resources there are for having, you know, an opening night in barbecue and sort of, you know, making sort of mascot crest heads and all that sort of stuff. Get the kids interested in it. But to me, it's all about the values of the Olympics and the Paralympics, really, and that's what International Olympic Day is about. And they're the things that we use to power citizens' eye for the last 4.5 years. That's what, you know, respect, excellence and friendship, determination, inspiration, courage and equality. There you go, I've even learned them.
Trips off
but,
the tongue.
But that's community cohesion, isn't it, really? Absolutely. So, you know, we've kind of focused on it, on that, and, you know, we've got 20 events over 12 months and we're raising £2,012 for Leicester Charity Link. You know, we've got the 2012 as Young Reporters. I just think that the more we try and be positive about things, you can deal with bad news by focusing on the fact that some people are trying to do positive things about those issues, like, you know, human trafficking, all the news agencies we've got. So, I don't know, I suppose I'm the eternal optimist.
You're going to meet your parents for coffee tomorrow, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Always Sunday morning, it's a regular thing now.
Now, for you and maybe particularly for them, how much more does the Olympics mean because of where it's being held, you know, as an East Ender?
It's interesting because I used to work in Deptford Market when I was a teenager. I can remember my uncle picking me up most Saturday mornings. And on a Sunday, he had a shop for a while in Stratford. And I've got a map which changed very much now. I went down and visited the Olympic Park actually a couple of weeks ago for the big sports day, National Sports Games, I think it was, that the Sainsbury's had put on. And my paper round was round there, but it's gone. Yeah. It's pretty much gone. So I don't know. I think a lot of people that are, say, from the area now who live there will probably think that when you go through sort of the Westfield Shopping Centre, that a lot of those shops there are not for them. You know, I certainly wouldn't be able to shop in any of them. I wouldn't be interested in nothing there for me. But having come from there and been there as a kid and all that sort of stuff, you know, there was nothing there, you know. So the fact that there is now something is better than the fact there was nothing. But
what about the legacy, though? I mean, it's all very well the games are here, but for the people who live around there, what's the legacy going to mean for them?
I don't know. They're leaving a few sports facilities behind, I think, you know, swimming pools and stuff like that.
But housing and
parks,
regeneration, redevelopment.
Housing, I mean, that's been going on for a while, though. I mean, I can remember sort of, you know, West India docks and going down there and, you know, being in the Sea Scouts before my tent sunk. There we go, it's an old joke, isn't it? And rowing up and down, and there was nothing there apart from sort of, you know, the Red Imps motorcycle display team. And no boats, anything. And now a lot of those buildings, you know, Canary Wharf itself, built out on the river. And I suppose it's like anything, you need that influx of money. And over time, the houses come down and people move on to the next trendy area and those things are left behind. But sometimes it's just things like roads and buses and I don't know, just raising aspirations. Obviously, there's jobs there now, but also, are those jobs gone? It was interesting recently going up to Scotland, actually, and we interviewed some people, training some people to do something called the Citizen Relay Project to capture the torch when it came for 7 days. And a lot of the people out on the streets in like Glasgow and Aberdeen and Edinburgh, that the Olympics to them really meant jobs in London. Mm. And it was quite interesting.
You must have been listening to the weather forecast a little bit earlier on, because there are a couple of things you like at the weekend, I'm told. One is sitting outside on a Saturday evening, and another is cycling.
That's right. I cycled in this morning. Mm-hmm. Made use of the bike park. Fantastic.
So
it's only pound a day.
It's not raining, though.
That's right. It's very warm outside. Actually, it's actually quite a nice mild day. And as I said to you when I came in, I seem to be the age of 46 and I've woken up with hay fever for the first time in my life. So my eyes were watering coming in. So I was dripping as I was going along.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, maybe the song you're going to play. That's when I got to pick a song. I must admit, it was quite hard, you know, to pick a song that summed up the weekend. So I kind of went for the song that summed up the International Olympic Day for me, really.
Okay, well, let's leave you with that song then. Just tell us why you chose Heather Small and Proud.
I think it was a great song anyway, before London 2012 kind of adopted it. And every time I've heard it, it always makes me think of the Olympics. And I went into Stokeford Primary School, I think it was on Tuesday, for an assembly. And we're going back in tomorrow because they're doing an Olympic week on Sunday, Monday, should I say. So we're doing an Olympic week with them and we're going to run a media centre. And we had 47 young people volunteer to get involved, which is great. And they all sung this in assembly and I cried quite a lot. And my partner Tina said to me, "You'd never make a primary school teacher." She said, "You'd be mean for 2 days and the other 3 days you'd just be crying at assembly."
I thought you might say it was hay fever.
No, not at all. Not then it wasn't, but apparently it is now.
Well, it's not a great day today. So much going on. It is International Olympic Day today, and Citizen's Eye grows from strength to strength, I think, as well, doesn't it?
That's right. We'll be 5 years old in January, which is
seems like
is amazing. Bit of a blink, yeah, blink the eyes, and it's 5 years old. It's great. I think, you know, the fact that we can help people find their voice, and if we can use big mega events like the Olympics and stuff to give people an opportunity to, you know, find their own legacy, which to me is sustainability. You know, anyone who gets sort of community reporter skills, really it's about, you know, employability skills, it's about life skills, it's about self-esteem and confidence. And if they carry on and get the college course they want or the part-time job, then it was worth doing.
John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
John Costa from Citizen's Eye joining me in the studio this morning. I must say good morning, by the way.